In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里讲话。
Last Friday, I start to talk about the Lord's Prayer.
上个礼拜五我们开始查考过查考祷告文。
Since there's some friends, Trusica was here, so, somehow to change the topic and explain about the basic doctrine and then came back.
因为上个礼拜我们有一些慕道朋友来，所以我就把题目改了一下，我们讨论过一些关于
When you look at the Lord's Prayer, it is really wonderful prayer. This is a really precious prayer that Jesus asked us to pray in this manner.
上个礼拜我们讨论过一些教义。那当我们看这个祷告文的时候，我们可以看到是一个这个是一个很美好的祷告文。
When our life doesn't mean that our life, because we have a lot of money, life is always smooth. Doesn't mean that we have a high position, that our life is quite comfortable and enjoyable.
虽然我们或许有有很多财富，或者是有很高的地位，但是不代表我们的生活可以平顺。
No matter what situation, no matter how much we have money, life is a lot of stress. In life, I have consider many turmoil we have to go through.
不管我们多富有，但是我们生活上还是会有很多压力。
And also life, there's many challenge also coming into our life to the challenge about our faith.
而且在我们的生活上也会遇到很多挑战。
Because we know there's a spiritual kingdom and spiritual realm in this, and while we live in this physical world, but many times we forget about this spiritual dimensions.
很多时候，因为我们住在这个物质上的世界里面，我们往往都会忽略了属灵里面的国度。
Sometimes we kneel down, we pray to God with the Holy Spirit.
有时候，当我们跪下来祷告，像是用灵言祷告的时候
，We do not realize how precious that our prayer is, so a prestige that received from God.
我们不会想到说我们的圣灵是多么的宝贵。
When we pray according to the Lord's Prayer, the prayer really gives us a great encouragement and also gives us great power that maintaining our life within the Lord.
当我们念祷告文的时候，这个祷告文给我们一个一股力量，让我们可以留在神的身边。
Many times in our life, we feel that we are lonely.
很多时候，我们觉得我们很孤单。
Sometimes even we have a husband and we have a wife, we have a children, and we have a parents. Still, we feel sometimes there's a lonely.
虽然我们有丈夫，或者是太太，或者是儿女或者是父母，但是我们也会觉得孤单的时候。
Wife doesn't mean they understand everything. Husband means, doesn't mean they understand everything about the other side.
做夫妻的也不一定会互相的了解对方。
But when we pray to God, say beginning with our Father who are in heaven.
但是当我们祷告的时候，我们说我们在天上的父。
It gives us a great inspiration and gives us great encouragement.
这个给了我们一个很大的启示跟很大的安慰。
Because it's telling us our God is our Father.
因为这句话告诉我们说，我们的神就是我们的父。
And He created us and He chose us to be His own children.
他创造我们，也拣选了我们作为他的儿女。
So when we pray to God.And when we beginning with the prayer of our Father who are in heaven, the moment we can feel that we are not alone anymore.
So when we 念这一句祷开始祷告的时候，我们就不会觉得再有孤单的感觉。
So we understand the Father, our God, is with us, and He is our Father.
所以我们知道神是跟我们同在，他也是我们的父。
And that tells us we not belong to this world, but we belong to God and belong to the kingdom of God.
这个就是告诉我们，我们不属于这个世界，而是属于 神的国。
At the same time, he's telling us we are separate from this world.
这个也是告诉我们说，我们跟这个世界是分开的。
This separation doesn't mean that we have to separate from the physically, separate from the, this world, but our life, our attitude, our emotionally, we separate from the world.
要分开不是说我们的肉体或者是物质上要分开，而是说我们的灵性跟我们的态度要跟这个世界分开。
So we do not rely on the world, but we rely on God.
所以我们不是要依靠这个世界，而是要依靠神。
Because our Father is Almighty God.
因为我们的父是全能的神。
When you encounter the trouble and problems,
当我们遇到困难的时候
，when we have we can handle our situation that we can bring to the Lord.
当我们不能够解决我们的问题的时候，我们可以把这个问题带到主的面前。
Then our Father can solve the problem, also guide our problem to way to solve, so that we can see, we can experience of God.
这样子，我们的天父就会帮助我们，带领我们去解决这个问题。
And also through this prayer, we can understand our destiny is not this world, but kingdom of God.
而且接着这一句。这个祷告文我们可以了解到我们的目的地不是这个世界而是 天国。
So even though the separation, sometimes we have to encounter a harsh situation or difficulty in our life, but we can overcome it.
虽然我们要跟这个世界分开会遇到很多问题但是我们也需要去克服。
Jesus, he is the fruit to overcome all the difficulties.All the temptation from this world and make a victory a life.
主耶稣也曾经战胜过诱惑而得到胜利。
And the church is so precious because we all the brothers and sisters become a one body of Christ.
在教会也是一个也是很重要，因为在教会里面弟兄姐妹都是基督的身体。
So the prayer says, "Our Father instead of my Father."
所以在祷告文里面讲说，我们在天上的父，而不是我自己的父。
When each church member become one body of Christ, we can say our Father who are in heaven. In this manner, we can pray, and God bless us.
所以当每一个教会弟兄姐妹都能够一起念我们在天上的父的话，神就会大大祝福我们。
When we look at the, I don't know nowadays it's different maybe, but when I was When I was a child, it's about 6 or 7 years old.
当我大概六七岁的时候
，When I go outside to play with the other friends in the town,
那我
neighbor.
当我在外面跟其他小朋友一起玩的时候
，Then sometimes we talk about whose father is a bigger.
我们有时候会讨论说谁的父亲会比较伟大。
And then we start to compete each other.
然后我们就会互相的去比较。
See, my father is taller than your father.
我的父亲比你的父亲高。
So my father is a big stomach than your father. So my father is bigger than your father.
我爸爸的肚子比你爸爸的肚子大。
So they start to like compete each other.
那我们就这样子互相的去比较。
But then, why they want to prove that their father is much better than the other side?
那为什么他们要去证明他们的爸爸比其他人的爸爸更好呢？
We have to understand our Father, our God is Almighty God.
我们要了解到说，我们的天父，我们的神是全能的神。
Whatever we're situated in this world, we have to remember our Father is Almighty God.
不管我们在这个世界有什么。情况，我们也要知道我们的天父是全能的神。
Indeed, the background is quite strong and firm and quite faithful, then support us.
而且我们知道我们的背后是有一个很有力量的来支持我们。
The only thing is we holding this faith until the last moment of our life.
只要我们坚持这个信心到我们生命的最后一刻。
And whatever turmoil, whatever the life difficulties come upon our life.We can go through and penetrate with believing God and rely on God. God will guide our life one day to turn around our life very different ways.
不管我们在生活上遇到什么困难的话，只要我们坚持下去的话，神就会带领我们把这个事情转变。
It looks like our life, we can manage our life our own way.
好像看起来我们可以管理我们的生活。
But indeed, if there's no helping of God, no grace of God, our life cannot be blessed.
但是如果我们没有神的恩典，没有神的福祝福的话，我们的生活也是不会得到祝福的。
The Bible tells us, the Bible gives us all the message out of it.
在圣经里面告诉我们很多关于这些的信息。
When you look at the life of Joseph, his life is considered, we can say his life is full of turmoil and difficulties he had to face.
比如说我们看约瑟的一生的话，我们可以看到说他一生都是充满的痛苦跟问题的。
But he remembered, he believed in God and he relied on God.
但是他却记得要去相信神，依靠神。
So during the 13 years of his life, life would consider it's really kind of downturn, considers more difficulties, more trouble in his life.
但是在他那13年当中的痛苦里面。
But God can change dramatically from the prisoner to the prime minister by one day.
神在一天之中把他从囚犯变成埃及的宰相。
Man cannot do it, but God can do it.
人是不能做得到，但是神却是做得到。
God can change dramatically all the situation of our life can change even by one day.
神甚至可以一天之内把我们的生活的状况完全的改变。
But many times we trying to solve all the matter based on our own understanding, our own intelligence, our own way.
很多时候我们都会按照我们的知识、我们的能力、我们的方法去克服我们的问题。
But God asks us to bring all this matter to the Lord.
但是神却是告诉我们要把这些事情交给神。
Now we're dealing with your matters. I can help you to turn around your life the better way.
只要你把这些事情告诉我的话，我就会把你的把这件事情改变。
When you look at the Daniel's life, also same things.
当我们看但以理的一生也是一样。
And Daniel's three friends' life, same thing.
但以理的三个朋友也是一样。
When you look at the Job's life, when you read, you can see that his life as a rich man to poor man by one day.
当我们看约伯的故事的话，他也是一样，一天之内他从富有的人变成一个贫穷的人。
He is the richest man at that time.
他在那个时候算是一个最富有的人。
And he has many children.
他有很多儿女。
But then God allowed him the Satan to attack his life.
但是神却允许撒旦去攻击他。
By one day, he lost everything.
在一天之内他就失去了所有东西。
But still he holding God.
但是他仍然的去抓住神。
Instead of the complaint to God, he praising God.
他除了没有向神埋怨，反而去赞美神。
Because he understand God, he knows who is God.
因为他了解到
whom he believe.
因为他了解到他相信的是谁。
That's why the holding God until the last moments,that during the some time of his short period of time, he quite suffered in even his body.
所以他才能够坚持到底，虽然他在中间也有受过很大的苦。
But after finished the period of time, God turned around his life to make double blessing onto his life.
但是过了这一段痛苦的日子之后，神就加倍的祝福给他。
We understand that our God is Almighty God.
所以我们要了解到我们的神是全能的神。
Our Father is a truly the God we can trust and rely on.
我们的天父是真正可以让我们去依靠的神。
So no matter what situation you are, do not be discouraged. Bring every matter to the Lord.
所以不管我们在什么状况之下，我们也要把事情交托给神。
Once God will handle your problem and my problem, God can solve our problems.
当我们把我们的问题交给神的时候，神就会解决我们的问题。
And today is hallowed be thy name. This is also the secondportions in a Lord's prayer.
那今天我们要查考的是愿你的名为圣，这个是祷告文里面的第二句。
We know the Lord's His name is holy.
我们知道主的名是圣洁的。
And that tells us who we are, how can treat our life, how can handle deal with our life.
从这一句我们也可以了解到说我们应该怎么样子对待。或者是我们要怎么样子过着我们的生活。
When Jesus came to this world, when he managed his life very wisely and also faithfully to God.
当主耶稣住在这个世界上的时候，他过的日子都是很有智慧的。
He do not live his life for himself, but live for the Lord.
他不是为了自己而去生活，而是为主而活。
He accomplished the will of God, so that opened the way of salvation.
他完全了神的旨意，打开了救恩的门。
And God gave us each one of us given task in our shoulder.
神给我们每一个人都有一样工作。
A man's nature is we want to seek him for our own way, to satisfy our soul in this world.
但是人的本性就是要自己去享受。
But we have to remember, our life focus is not for ourselves, but for the Lord.
但是我们要了解到说，我们的生活是要以神的为中心。
Step by step, little by little, we can work it out to close to God, to do His work. Then, hallowed be Thy name, come true in our life.
但我们如果能够一步一步的为主而活的话，那愿你的名为圣就可以成全。
Let's look at the John chapter 17.
我们来看约翰福音的十七章。
John chapter 17, verse 4 and 5.
约翰福音十七章第四跟第五节。
John chapter 17, verse 4 and 5.
约翰福音十七章四到五节。
I glorify thee on the earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. 5. And now glorify thou me together with thyself, Father, with the glory which I have had with thee before the world was. And verse 4 says, I glorify thee on the earth, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do.
第四节里面主耶稣说到，我在地上已经荣耀你。你所托付的，托付我的事，我已成全了。
If you look at the Bible, mentioned that Matthew chapter 6 that seeking His kingdom and His righteousness first.
当我们看马太福音的第六章的时候，主耶稣告诉我们说要先求神国神义。
It tells us what is a priority in our life.
这里告诉我们说，我们的生命要究竟是哪一样是。
Many times our life is quite desperate that we want to handle our imminent matters in our life too, so that we can get away from it.
很多时候在我们生活上，我们都要用自己的方法去离开困难。
Because it cannot help it, because we live in this world.
但是却因为我们住在这个世界上，所以我们不能够帮到我们自己。
But Bible telling us if we take care of God's matter first.
但是圣经告诉我们说，如果我们先注重神的事情的话，
and God will take care of our matters.
神就会照顾我们的事情。
So this is a way that this is our order in our life.
这个就是我们生活的次序。
And we say we believe in God, we do not take care of God first, we do not make His name holy. Then our life only our through our mouth, but there's no actions.
如果我们只是说愿神的名得到荣耀，但是我们却不能够先照顾神的事的话，我们只是变成用嘴巴来敬拜神。
So through the prayer, we have to think about what is our life goal is, what is orders in our life.
所以在我们祷告的时候，我们应该要先想一想，我们在生命中哪一个是最重要的。
Why I'm seeking this one now? Why I'm doing this?
为什么我们现在追求这个？为什么我们现在要做这个事情？
Why the matter I bring here to today? Pray for it.
为什么我会把这个事情拿到放在祷告里面呢？
And through the prayer, we can reorder our life so that we can put the priority to God first.
再接着祷告，我们可以重新的安排我们的生活的次序。
So that our life can properly.Guided by God and to glorify God.
这样子的话，我们的生活就可以让神正确的去带领我们。
The name of the Lord is truly the beautiful name and powerful name.
神的主的名确实是一个很美丽的名，也是很有权柄的名。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 8, verse 9.
我们来看诗篇的第八章第九节。
Psalm chapter 8, verse 9.
诗篇第八章第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9. The O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth.
第九节，主我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
And also verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all earth, who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens.
然后第一节讲到说，主我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
And how his name to be holy, to be glorified through us.
那神的名要怎么样子被荣耀呢？就是要借着我们。
And that's why he chooses us.
所以他才会拣选我们。
If we do not realize this, this task and this given assignment.
如果我们不能够了解到神给我们的这个工作的话，
then our order naturally slowly changed the other way.
这样子我们的生活的次序就会反方向了。
Even though we come to the Lord, but we still our stage of our faith is a baby stage.
虽然我们来到神的面前，但是我们的信仰确实好像婴儿一样。
And when now today I prepared the breakfast for my son.
啊，今天我为了我的儿子准备早餐。
And I cut the eggs and I make it fried.
啊，我就煮鸡蛋。
And then turkey ham on the top of it.
我放火腿在上面。
And then I cut it and piece by pieces.
我把它切成一块一块小小的。
Because my wife brought my daughter to the school, so I helped my son.
啊，因为我太太带我的女儿去学校，所以我就帮我的儿子准备。
And I served him, and then he took it and started to eat it.
然后我就煮给他吃了，他就开始吃。
And I say, can you share your egg?
然后我就问他，你可不可以让我吃一些你的鸡蛋？
You should share.
我说你应该要跟我分享。
And he holding the his dish, no.
然后他就拿着他的盘子，然后说不行。
Well, but still, I never feel discouraged. I never feel bad.
但是在那个时候，我却不是觉得很难过。
But he's a kid.
因为他是小孩子。
He's a baby.
因为他还是一个婴孩。
At the same time, I know one day he will grow up and he understand the parents' love and care.
我相信有一天当他长大的时候，他会了解到父母的爱。
Even though now selfish that they're showing to us, showing to me, but still it doesn't bother me because I know he will grow up.
虽然现在他显得比较自私，但是我知道他总有一天会长大。
I'm sure later on he'll remember father and mother their names.
我相信他总有一天会记得父亲跟母亲的名字。
If I do care my children, they after they grow up, they'll be proud of parents' name later on.
啊，当他们长大了之后，他们一定会一定会为了父母的名字骄傲。
We also same thing.
我们也是一样。
If we grew up,
当我们长大的话，
then we know how to glorify, how to make the name to glorify to God.
我们也会知道怎么样子去荣耀神的名。
Because we understand the grace of God.
因为我们了解到神的恩典。
Because we understand why He choose us for as children of God.
因为我们知道他为什么要拣选我们成为他的儿女。
When in the Bible, like I mentioned, that Joseph, Esther, Daniel, all these people, they understand why they are the one children of God.
好像刚才我们提过的，好像约瑟、但以理跟约伯，他们了解到说他们也是神的儿女。
They have temptations to challenge about their faith.
他们遇到诱惑。要挑战他们的信仰。
But still, they holding God, His name, not to be blasphemed in their God's name.
但是他们还是坚持下去，没有败坏神的名。
So that's why God blessed their life.
所以神才会祝福他们的生活。
They know who's the first in their life, the priority in their life.
他们知道他们在生命上的次序。
When Daniel do not bow down to Daniel's three friends do not bow down to the idol.
当以理的三个朋友没有向偶像跪拜的时候，
when other people look at what kind of foolish man is there,
其他人会觉得那三个人为什么那么笨？
Just bowing down just once, then their life can secure and their position is secure in the kingdom.
只要他们向偶像拜一次的话，他们的生命就得到保守。
But still, they do not bow down to the statue.
但是他们仍然不肯向偶像跪拜。
What happened is this instance turned around his life, their life to be more honorable their position in the kingdom.
但是却是因为这件事情让他们在这个国家里面的地位更加荣耀。
Because they do not want to put the God's name down.
因为他们不想败坏神的名。
This kind of life we can say Christian life.
这个就是基督徒的生命。
When no matter what situation we are, we have to understand that God is first.
所以不管我们遇到什么状况，我们也要了解到说，我们要把神放在第一位。
And when I look at the God's promise, a few verses I look it up, like Jehovah Ireh and Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom, and all these words are in the list.In the reference book,
啊，当我在一些参考书里面看到关于主的名的时候
，I find out our God is really trustworthy.
我发现到我们的神是一个可以信任的神。
He never break his promise.
他从来没有不遵守他的诺言。
When we look at the Bible, He gives us many promises in our life.
当我们看圣经的时候，我们可以看到说，他给我在我们身。命中给我们很多应许。
He always keep all the promises.
他永远都会遵守他的应许。
If we do our portion to be faithful to God,
只要我们尽我们的本分去向神忠信
，He will give us all the blessing that He promised to us.
他一定会按照他的应许祝福给我们。
When Abraham was challenged by God,
当亚伯拉罕在被神试探试炼的时候
，When God asked him to offer his only son to the Mount Moria，
当神吩咐他把他儿子在摩利亚山献祭的时候
，From the man's understanding that he has to offer most precious one to God，
对人来讲的话，他是要把他最宝贵的东西奉献给神。
Abraham cannot compare with anything, any material things with his only son, the Isaac。
他不能够亚伯拉罕不能够用世界上任何一样东西来跟他唯一的儿子以撒比较。
But when he decided, he determined to offer his only son to God.
但是当他决定要把他独生子献给神的时候
，When he went up to the mountain, make an altar, and then put his and tied up his son.
当他上到山上建好筑好坛之后，把他的儿子绑在上面
，He about to kill his only son.
当他准备要杀他的儿子的时候
，God stop him.
神就阻止他。
Do not touch your son.
他说不要伤害这个童子。
And then then God said, I saw that your faith.
神说已经看到亚伯拉罕的信心。
You give up your only son to me.
你甚至把你唯一的儿子的也要献给我。
God never killed him, let him kill his son, but let him alive at the same time. God blessed in his life.
神没有把他的儿子杀掉，甚至还祝福他的一生。
And this instance also Abraham experience of God.
这个时候亚伯拉罕也是真正的体验到神。
And also through this instance, his name to be glorified.
而且接着这个事情。神的名也得到荣耀。
Our action is very important. That's why.
所以我们的行动，我们的行为也是很重要。
In this world, there's many challenge, many things challenge in our life, and temptation also to come to us to pull our faith away from us.
在这个世界上，我们有很多挑战，也有很多诱惑要把我们的要攻击我们的信仰。
Sometimes the logic come to us that this way we cannot live, but we have to go on our own way.
很多时候我们会想到说，我们这样子过是不行的，我们应该要按照我们自己方法去做。
But then here, God gives us all the information and all the message, saying, still you have to hold in God.
但是神却给了我们很多信息，说要坚持到底。
Promise that the blessing in your life is waiting for you.
应许我们说，福气在等待我们。
We should not waver our faith.
所以我们不应该动摇我们的信心
，until the last day，
直到最后。
Indeed, we are truly blessed by God.
真正的我们也是被神祝福的。
Because we can call God as our Father.
因为我们能够叫我们的叫神为我们的父亲。
Since He's in the heaven.
因为他在天国。
And He prepared for us the kingdom of God.
所以他为了我们准备天国。
Who cares in this world?
谁会去想这个世界呢？
Once we put our mind and our attitude to this world.
当我们把我们的心打，把我们的态度放在这个世界上的时候，
On the last day of our life, on the last day of our life, we have to be neglected. We have to regret.
如果是这样子的话，在我们在这个世界上最后一刻的时候，我们一定会后悔。
We have a reason to offer everything to God.
我们有很多原因可以奉献一切给神。
Because this is not the word that the permanent we can live, but kingdom of God is waiting for us.
因为这个世界不是让我们永远的居住，天国在等候我们。
Only what can do, what we can do in this world, we as an instrument of God, we can help the holy work and His work could be done in His way.
那我们在这个世界上只是神的器皿来成全神的旨意。
And this way we can be glorified. We can glorify God and say the hallow be thy name.
这样子的话，我们就能够荣耀神，可以说愿神的名得荣耀。
Let us rely on God.
所以让我们一起来依靠神。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
我们来看罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4 verse 20.
罗马书第四章二十节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 20.
罗马书第四章二十节。
Yet with the respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God.
二十节，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
And verse
21,
and being fully assured that he had promised, he was able to do a performed.
21节，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
Verse
22, 22节，
therefore also it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
22节，所以这就算为他的义。
God is really mystery, because when God showed up to Abraham and to Sarah when their age is 100 years old.
神也是一个也是很奇妙的，因为当神显现给亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的时候，是他们大概100岁的时候。
Since Abraham is 100, so Sarah is 90 years old.
因为亚伯拉罕是100岁，所以撒拉是99岁。
So it is impossible to have a child, having a child.
所以对他们来讲，要生孩子是不可能的。
But then they believe in God, they rely on what God said.
但是他们相信神，所以他们依靠神所说的。
And verse 21 says, being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able to also to perform.
所以21节讲到说，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
And make the not impossible thing the possible, God can do it.
就是神能够把不可能的事情变成有可能。
Our life also.
我们的生活也是一样。
Anything you think is impossible.
每一样东西我们觉得是不可能的话，
Anything according to your calculation is impossible to penetrate.
按照我们的计算，如果是不可能去通过的话，
But only one can possible. He is God.
但是只有一个人会把它弄成变成有可能，就是神。
That once we have experienced through this penetration,
当我们如果有这样子体验能够穿过去的话，
We can see the glory of God.
我们就能够追求，我们就能够看到神的荣耀。
At the same time, God also, His name also to be glorified.
同时候我们也可以看到神的名得到荣耀。
When the Israelites, God led them, God led them to the Red Sea, also same thing.
当神带领以色列百姓去到红海的时候也是一样。
God pushed them to the corners, which is there's no way out.
神把他们赶到去角落，让他们没有路可以走。
But when God opened the Red Sea to separate, there is a way to cross over.
但是当神分开红海让他们去走的时候，
Israelites see the glory of God.
以色列民他们就看到神的荣耀。
They experience of God's power.
他们体验到神的能力。
At the same time, people they cross over also they also glorify God.
当百姓过红海的时候，他们也荣耀神。
Rely on God is the way we can hallowed be thy name.
所以依靠神就是要荣耀神名字的方法。
And also we have to draw near to God to hallowed be thy name.
另外我们要荣耀神的名的话，我们也要亲近神。
When there is a when Jesus was the meal with the Pharisees.
当主耶稣跟法利赛人在吃饭的时候。
The woman who was a sinner came to Jesus Christ.
还有一个犯罪的妇人来到主耶稣面前。
And brought the very precious and the perfume of jar to break it and to offer to the Lord.
带来一瓶很珍贵的香膏，把它打破。
Even there's a no talking between the Jesus and the sinner woman.
虽然这个妇人跟主耶稣没有在谈话。
Already she felt that the communicate with the Jesus and her sin was forgiven by the Jesus.
但是她却这个妇人却感觉到说她已经有跟主耶稣沟通，她的罪也被主耶稣赦免了。
It is an important step that if we draw near to God, that we cannot hallow be thy name, we cannot glorify God.
所以很重要的就是。如果我们能够亲近神的话，我们就能够荣耀神的名字。
Why we draw near to God?
那为什么我们要亲近神呢？
Because we love Him.
因为我们爱他。
We are weak. We are all. There's all weakness within us.
我们都有很多软弱。
Maybe we are the one who considers a great sinner in the sight of God.
或许我们在神的眼中是一个很大的罪人。
But why we have the courage ourselves to draw near to God?
但是为什么我们会有这个？得到鼓励去亲近神呢？
Because we love him.
因为我们爱他。
When we draw near to God, we can see the glory of God. We can see the experience of God. Through this, we can hallow be thy name. We can glorify His name.
所以，当我们亲近神的时候，我们就能够体验到神，我们就能够看到神的名得到荣耀。
Also, when we offer the most precious thing to the Lord, for this way we can glorify God.
而且，当我们把我们最珍贵的东西奉献给神的时候，我们也可以看到神的名得到荣耀。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 96, verse 8.
我们来看诗篇96篇第八节。
Psalm 96, verse 8.
诗篇96篇第八节。
Psalm 96, verse 8. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of His name. Bring an offering.And come into His court.
第八节，要将主的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的院子院宇。
When I was a child, when I was in Korea.
当我在还是小孩子的时候，在韩国。
And all the children class was instead of Saturday, we have on Sunday.
我们的宗教教育都是在礼拜天。
My parents always give me coin that about 10 cents coin in my hand.
我父母都会给我一个小铜板。
When you go, you attend the class, you have to put this 10 cents in the offering box.
他说，当我们去到上课的时候，我们要把这个铜板奉献给神。
Because the 10 cents is my everyday allowance.
因为这颗铜板就是我每一天的的。零用钱。
And that they sometimes you can get that you have a temptation.
但是有时候我们会有一些引诱。
If you have a 10 cents, you can buy a cookie and candies.
如果我们有这些钱的话，我们可以买一些饼干或者糖果。
My mom never followed a look at me that put this coin into the offering box or not.
我妈妈也没有一直跟着我，她也不知道我有没有把这个钱放在奉献箱里面。
But I have to come back from the Sunday at school, then mom asked, "Did you put the coin on the offering box?"
但是每次去完宗教教育之后，我妈妈都会问我有没有把钱放进去奉献箱里面。
Every time, I've been trained this way.
那我每就是这样子被训练的。
Nowadays, nobody look at me.
那现在已经没有人在看我。
Every time something I got something money out of it, from the outside, one thing come up.I have to pay tithe.
所以现在每当我得到一些钱的时候，我就会第一个想到的就是要奉献十分之一。
My mother trained me in this way.
这个就是我妈妈 训练我的。
But we have to offer to God more than the tithe.
但是我们要奉献给神的不只是十分之一。
We have to ready to offer everything to God.
我们要做好准备，把所有东西都奉献给神。
If we truly love our God, we can offer everything.
如果我们真正的爱神的话，我们一定会把所有东西
奉献给神。How we can honor our husband and wife when we buy something most precious one to our spouse?
那我们要怎么样子荣耀我们的？丈夫或者妻子呢，就是把买一些很贵重的东西给他们。
We have to offer the most precious one to God, then His name to be glorified.
如果我们把最贵重的奉献给神的话，神的名就会得到荣耀。
Another one is when God give us all the given talent, give us a talent from God.
另外呢，就是神也给我们很多不同的恩赐。
Whether big and small.
不管是大的还是小的
This is not a matter.
这些都不是一个问题
Because I receive a lot of a gift from God, so I have to be proud. No.
是不是因为我得到神很多恩赐，所以我可以骄傲呢？不是。
We have to understand that we are instrument of God.
我们要了解到我们是神的器皿。
We just do our best.
我们只是需要尽我们的力量本分去做。
Whatever we do, we all put all the name of glory to for His way.
所以不管我们做什么事情的话，我们只是要为了。神的名得到荣耀而做。
And this is our attitude.
这个就是我们的态度。
This way we don't have to compare each other.
这样子的话，我们就不需要跟别人比较。
There's no reason to be proud of ourselves.
而且也没有理由去骄傲。
Yeah, this is a way we can also hallow be thy name.
这样子的话，我们就能够让神的名得到荣耀。
Today we have to think about the hallow be thy name.
那今天我们讨论过怎么样子让神的名得到荣耀。
Indeed, His name is precious.
事实上神的名是很宝贵的
We have to put his name to be glorified to be the priority in our life
所以我们应该要把神的名得到要让神的名得到荣耀也要把神的名放在第一位
Once we put order in our life in this manner God will bless us all that he promised in our life
只要我们把我们的生活这样子按照次序的话神一定会祝福我们的生活
Simply we can hallow be thy name is easy way so first one isWhen we rely on the Lord,
一个很简单让神的名得到荣耀的方法就是当我们倚靠神。
When we draw near to God,
或者是当我们倚靠啊亲近神。
When we offer the most precious one in our life to dedicate to God,
当我们把生活上最重要的奉献给神。
When we do not stealing the His glory, but we given all the glory to God.
当我们没有夺取神的荣耀，而是把全部荣耀归给神的话，
so this way that His name to be glorified.
这样子的话，神的名就会得到荣耀。
Now let's sing in 395.
我们一起来唱赞美诗395首。
Hope is kingdom of God.
我们最重要的希望就是神的国。
We believe on the last day we all resurrect from the dead.
我们相信在末日的时候，我们都会从死里复活。
We each one of us can be turned around our life to be a glorious form.
我们的身体都会变成一个很荣耀的形式。
In this world, there's many way to we judge other people.
在这个世界上我们有很多方法去判断别人
based on the how much we receive education
我们会根据大家的教育背景
how much we have money
我们大家的财富
what kind of position we are
大家的社会地位
how smart we are
我们有多聪明
how looks we are
我们的外表是怎么样子
But this is all temporary matters in this world.
但是这些都是这个世界里面的暂时的。
This is passing by.
这些都会过去。
But on the last day, we change our form to be glorious one.
当在末日的时候，我们都会成为一个更加有荣耀的形体。
Everybody turn to be glorious one.
每一个人都会变成荣耀的。
It can be turned around a very different life after that.
在那个时候都会有一个。不同的生活。
What is our life goal is?
究竟我们的生活的目标是什么
？When God created us, there's image of God into our life.
当神创造我们的时候，我们生活是有神的形象。
But when we commit sin, that we lose the image of God.
但是当我们犯罪的时候，我们就失去神的形象。
And then we turn our life very selfish way, live in this world.
然后我们就会变成啊，很自私的过我们的日子。
Eventually, people forget about God.
慢慢的，人就会忘记神。
But now we in this time, God chose us.
但是现在神拣选了我们
to be His children,
成为他的儿女
and change our life now to be restore the image of God into our life.
改变我们的生活，让我们回去到神，成为神的儿女。
At the same time, God give us assignment each one of us.
同时候，神也给我们每一个人一个工作。
The goal, the each one of us, let us to glorify God through our life.
就是要让我们借着我们的生活去荣耀神。
Do not let us forget about this important task.
所以我们不要忘记这个重要的工作。
So that when we say that when our prayer, "Hallowed be Thy name." Truly, we can do it in our life.
所以，当我们祷告的时候说“愿你的名得荣耀”的时候，我们要真正的能够做得到。
Let's kneel down, pray together.
我们一起来跪下祷告。
Any special prayer request?
那有没有特别要带祷的？
Let's kneel down.
一起来跪下祷告。